Leading the news this morning, Japan is fighting to avert a nuclear disaster as it tries to stabilise a third reactor. Operators are now struggling to keep fuel rods in a third nuclear reactor from melting down. Officials are reassuring the Japanese public there won't be a Chernobyl-style disaster. A scene from hell is how rescue workers are describing what they face in the earthquake and tsunami-devastated parts of Japan. The death toll from the disasters is expected to exceed 10,000 people. 2,000 bodies have been found in the Miyagi region alone. Millions of people in Japan's northeast have spent another night without food, water, power or gas. Libya's rebels say they've recaptured the town of Brega. They fled the town yesterday after a relentless air and ground attack. Colonel Gaddafi's warplanes have reportedly been bombing the nearby town of Adjabia. Discussions about imposing a no-fly zone over Libya will dominate when G8 foreign ministers meet in Paris today. The Commonwealth Ombudsman is seeking an urgent briefing from the Immigration Department about a riot at the Christmas Island Detention Centre. Police used tear gas to quell a riot by 300 detainees on Sunday night. One man suffered a suspected broken leg. The government has ordered an inquiry into that protest. Troops from several Gulf states, including Saudi Arabia, have arrived in Bahrain to help quell anti-government protests there. The small Gulf state made the formal request after some of the worst violence seen since the unrest began.